So we saw last time in the Ramban motif, which recurs, that to be Ovid Hashem with the right kavana, to how one frames one's Avodas Hashem, doesn't belong just to the realm of Midas Hasidus and the Chatrilas, but is itself a Chiyuv. But that's how the Ramban understands L'Ovdo B'chol Levavchem B'Kavona Ritzuya Shlema L'Shmo. That's the first pshat he gives in Rasisa Hayoshev Atol, that Chavein Ba'asiyosan Techaven in the Shlomo Tishma is called Mitzvus Hashem. So Techaven Ba'asiyosan Lasus Atov Vayoshev Ben Bovad, and that's again how he interprets the Tzon Hamtiz Bochum. But there's something that needs to be. We need to understand a little bit more. So what does that mean? So when a person puts on when we put on tefillin this morning. So let's say that one's machshavas at the time, yes, one was mechaven to the fact that kemosha tzivonu bori, that's what my kavon is, kemosha tzivani bori. Then a person is not oblivious to the fact that that we get scarf doing mitzvahs, and you know it's hard to say that is, you know, totally irrelevant to what one is doing. So is one is, every time we do that, we're being mevatel and mitzvah according to the Ramban. So obviously, not just as a self-defense mechanism, but because, you know, Torah is something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. The din that ain't goes in gezera l'tzibel and came lo v'tzibel chol lamud, but that goof is kein d'oraisa. The Torah is something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. Anything which is not shavu l'chol nefesh is not a chiyuv in everyone. What's a chiyuv in everyone is shavu l'chol nefesh. So l'chor is follows. If you have the sheet from last time, you can look there. If not, you can open to the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva. You have the following two halachas back to back here in the beginning of Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva. Halacha Aleph Dom says, Al Yom Ma'odim Havini Osim Mitzvos HaTorah Ba'osek B'chochmosa Kedei She'akabal HaBachos HaKsubos BaTorah O Kedei She'eska L'chayi Ha'olim Haba Ve'efosh Men Ha'aver She'hizhira Torah Mehen Kedei She'enotza Men HaKlalos HaKsubos BaTorah O Kedei She'loi Kavis M'chayi Ha'olim Haba. Ein roi l'avodas Hashem al derach zeh, she'oved al derach zeh hu oved meyira, ve'ein ha'malas ha'neviyim, v'lo ha'malas ha'chachama. Okay, so again, if it's al menas l'kabel pras, whether the person is focused on olam hazeh, whether he's focused on olam haba, so that's oved meyira, it's not malas ha'neviyim, it's not malas ha'chachama. A person is supposed to be oved me'ava, halacha beis. What does it mean to be oved me'ava? Ha'oved me'ava osek b'torah mitzvahs v'holach b'tzivos ha'chachem lo mitnei dover v'olam lo mitnei yira sarvah v'lo kidei lira shatova l'osa emes b'tnei shu emes v'sof hatova lo v'b'chlal u'mayla zo hi mayla gedola ad ma'od. V'ein kol chacham zochela. V'hing ma'ilas avam avinu shekra o HaKadosh Baruch Hu ol havi l'fi shelo oved ela me'ahava. So the Rambam says, ein kol chacham zochela. This ma'ila being oved me'ahava is Ein Kol Chochem Zochala. I don't understand, but the alternative to being Ovid Me'ava is being Ovid Me'ira, which is Ein Amayla Sechachamim. So, how do you reconcile Halachas Aleph and Beis? So it's clear that the simple answer is that in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam says Eina Ma'ala Sechachamim, he means when a person is Ovid 100% Me'ira. It's 100%. This is this is putting away money in my retirement fund. Whether it's my retirement fund in Olam Hazeh, whether it's my retirement fund in Olam Haba, that's what the mitzvah is. Halacha Beis, when he says Ein Kol Chochem Zochala, he's talking about someone who's obeyed 100% Me'ahava. But there's a whole spectrum in between where a person is obeyed simultaneously Me'ira u'Me'ahava. That's not a tantra v'sas. So a person can genuinely, sincerely say that I'm being mekayim this because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, and I'm doing it as such, and simultaneously he's aware of, interested in, and also motivated by the schar, which will result. So that combination, so that a person is over 100% me'ava is Ein Kol Chochem Zochala. That at least it should be partially me'ava, not purely me'ira, that's Ma'ala Sechachamim. And if it's totally, entirely me'ira, so that's what the Rambam was talking about Halach Aleph, that that's Ein Ma'ala Sechachamim. So the pashtus is that the Ramban will agree with this. And that the answer to the question we asked is that a person is only going to be mevatel the chiyav of la'avdo b'cholim avchem if it's halacha aleph, if it's exclusively me'ira, if it's exclusively al manas l'kabel pras. But to be in fulfillment on the most basic level of la'avdo b'cholim avchem, of the al derech hapshat v'asisa hayoshev ha'tov, so even if it's a combination, even if a person does it, l'shma v'shalom l'shma, it's both. You can have a person can be doing something simultaneously, both l'shma and shalom l'shma. So then he's certainly being mekayim ula avdo b'chol avavchem. Is he being mekayim on the highest level? No. Okay, that already is dargis of l'chatchila and mitzvah mina mufchar. The intimations of it in the Ramban as well, but even just misvara, that's what the pshat is here.
Would the Ramban say the same thing for Tanya and Nasha? It seems like the Ramban is saying that they serve Hashem fully from year until they serve Hashem from anything, any feeling of Ahava. The Ramban would say you're not the mitzvah.
If a person would be Oved Hashem entirely Me'ira, just one second. The Rambam also is describing it as a stage, right? And it's basically the stage of Mitoch Shalom L'shma Bo L'shma. So presumably the Ramban, you know, the Ramban is going to agree with that. If a person never progresses to the, again, that at least it becomes the Shema Vishalo Lishma and purely Shalo Lishma, so then he is being revived for something for them.
Does the person the Rambam is talking about in Halacha Beis not need to be in kind of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem also?
It could be, if we spoke about this once, but it's very meduyak. If you reread Halachas Aleph and Beis, if you have it in front of you, look at it, so Halacha Aleph, Al Yoma Adam Hareini Osa Mitzvah HaTorah, Ba'osek B'chochmos HaKadesh HaKabal HaBochus HaKsuvos BaTorah, O'Kadesh Eskel HaKadam HaBa. ואפרש מן הברש שהסיר התורה מהן כדי שאין נוצר מן הכל על סקסובס בתורה או כדי שלא לקור ישמחי עולם הבא. So it's clear that the way the Rambam is using the term mitzvos is for fulfilling mitzvos asa, right? He's not using mitzvos the way we do commonly, colloquially, as referring to both esen and lo sasa. Because, no, alosa says it refers to azaveiros. Right? That's clear, just in terms of what the terms mean in the Rambam. Now, in Halacha Beis, ha'oved me'av va'osek v'torah v'mitzvos, v'holech v'nesivos ha'chochma. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is only talking about how you bring mekayem mitzvos asay. Right? There's no counterpoint in Halacha Beis to how a person is being Polish min ha'averos that there was in Halacha Aleph. That is clear. Again, once it registers how the Rambam's using the Lashon Mitzvahs in Halacha Aleph, so then it's clear that... So that's a pala. So on the one hand, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam's critiquing both. He's critiquing the Shalom Lishma, both for the motivation, the mindset for kiya mitzvos asay, as well as zehirus mitzvos lo'as asay. But then the counterpoint of what one is supposed to do, there's only half a counterpoint in terms of mitzvos asay. You hear that, Marissa? So the whole sounds like this. Mitzvah Dalit of the Mitzvah says, eh? He should sivanu lahamin yirasa yisala ulihipached mimenu. Ulo niya kekofim haholchem bishvirus libam uvekeri. Avalnira biyiras onsho b'chol eis. Rezehu omros hashan alakachotira. So can you do it when the Rambam lists Mitzvah's yiras Hashem? In Sefer Mitzvahs, he speaks only about Yiras HaOnesh. But whether he would also speak of, if not, for our purposes, you know, the word only is not the point. The point is that he speaks of Yiras HaOnesh, which means that Yiras HaOnesh is a mitzvah of the Taryag, which means it's not something a person is supposed to outgrow. It's not pshat, you know, this is, you know, for a certain stage of religious development. No. You eat matzah your whole life. You put on tefillin your whole life. You shake a lulav your whole life. A person is supposed to have Yiras HaOnesh your whole life. The biggest tzaddikim, the biggest chassidei aliyah, Rabbi Akiva, is had, because he was supposed to have, Yeras HaOmesh. Which is why in Halacha Daled, now, the Rambam then also writes in Perash Mishnayos, it's not clear what he's quoting, but he's quoting something that Yira primarily by Antigonus Isocho, so the Rambam says that Yira manifests itself primarily in Zahiros from Mitzvos L'Asaseh. So it's clear that the Pshat and Halacha Beis, that when the Rambam's depicting Avodah Me'ava, he's talking about Mitzvos Aseh, not Mitzvos L'Asaseh, is because Ahava is the modality for Kiyama Mitzvahs, for Talmud Torah. Again, Kiyama Mitzvahs in the sense of Mitzvahs Aseh. But even on the ideal level, Yiras HaOnesh remains the modality, a modality, for Zehiras Mitzvahs Aseh. That's Pshat and Halacha Beis. So why did the Rambam critique it in Halacha Aleph? Kadesha and Notzel, min haklal saksuv v'tov kadesh lo karis mechayelim haba is Yiras HaOnesh. So why did the Rambam critique it? Oh, so the Chazal sounds like this. If you have a person who's being nizer from mitzvos l'asaseh, mitoch Yiras HaOnesh, so that can mean, that can reflect either of two very different things. It can reflect that he's being mekayim mitzvah gimel of the mitzvah aseh of Yiras Hashem, or it can be that his avodas Hashem is based on self-interest. The two converge, right? Yiras HaOnesh, if it's driven by a mitzvah, so what am I afraid of? The mitzvah is to be afraid of the onus. A person should be afraid. He should be afraid of a midas adin. So if I'm doing it b'taras mitzvah, so what am I? I'm shaking over the midas adin. And if I'm doing it out of self-interest, right, I'm shaking over the midas adin. So how does a person know when he looks in the mirror which it is? How does a person know which it is? No one else knows. Hashem Yerolei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows. No one else can know, because Adam Yerolei Naim Hashem Yerolei. But a person has to be able, he can't look into someone else's heart, he has to be able to look into his own heart, though. So how does a person know which it is? How do I know what my Yira is? Whether it's a mitzvah zase of Yiras HaOnesh, or whether it's self-interest? So the answer is, how do I do mitzvah zase? If I do mitzvahs asay, at least partially, well, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do, so then yitachen that at least partially, my Yiras HaOnesh is because it's a mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this should be Yiras HaOnesh. But if my mitzvahs asay is purely kedei she'akabel habrochos haksuvos b'Torah, Kadesha Eskel Chayim Haba, that's it, it's entirely that. So then it's quite clear that my concern of that not to Rachman Letzlan be vulnerable to the Klovos HaKsuvos B'Torah, or Rachman Letzlan to be Nichras Chayim Haba, it's clear that that's just my self-interest. That's not that's not the mitzvah of Yiras HaOnesh. So when the Rambam is critiquing it, and everything is so unbelievable. Joking around. What did he begin with? When the Rambam Halacha Aleph, when he's depicting, what does he begin with? He begins with Hayim Kan Mitzvos Aseh. Because it's only when such a person who's began Mitzvos Aseh, that way, only that person should be critiqued for his Yiras HaOnesh. Because Dava Lamei Menyanu, you see from the fact that he's also Mitzvos HaTorah Kadesh HaKabel, Abach Luxuvus HaTorah Kadesh Eskalim Haba. So that sheds light on what the root is, what's expressed in his Kadesh HaNotzal. That's why he Bedafka begins with that. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow, the name is Hashem, we'll start a new unit on Ramban, a little bit about Tami Mitzvahs and Chukim, and we'll, the first Ramban we'll begin with will be the name of Hashem, will be the Ramban in Kisetze on Kansipa.